You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Tonight, in the world of boxing, we had four, count them, four WBO title fights. It was WBO night. Zhu Shiming, he decisioned Manny Pacquiao to win a WBO belt. We had Jesse Magdaleno in a bit of an upset. He beat Nonito Donaire for a WBO belt by unanimous decision. Oscar Valdez knocked out Hiroshige Osawa in seven rounds for yet another WBO belt. And of course, in the main event of the evening, Manny Pacquiao, the legend, as top rank billed him, managed to drop and decision Jesse Vargas for the WBO welterweight belt. So all kinds of WBO title belts on the line. And, not too bad of an event for boxing, actually. I think the card was better. It ended up being better in person than it was on paper.
Okay. And looking at Zhu Shiming now, of course, the Olympic gold medalist, the guy that is like Mr. Japan, Mr. China over there. I know that about 120-107, 120-107, and 119-108. So he won going away. Magdaleno beat Donaire, and you call that an upset. But Magdaleno was undefeated coming in at 23-0 with 17 whacks.
Yeah, certainly. But Donaire is kind of known as, you know, he was pound for pound number one on some people's lists a couple years ago. I never thought he should have been that high. But, you know, Donaire has more of a resume than Magdaleno, I'd say.
Stick a fork in him. Is he still trying to live off that knockout of Victor Chinian 7-7, 2007?
I think that was the big thing that propelled him, and he hasn't really had a lot of impressive wins since then. A lot of them have been over guys that were kind of done.
Okay, Oscar Valdez, of course, the WBO 126-pound champion, now 22-0, 19 whacks, an impressive seven-round KO winner over top rank Hiroshige Osawa. Now, that was a pretty easy name, Hiroshige Osawa. Now, those Russian names are a bit of a bear. I'm not going to push you on those Russian names tonight, but Osawa leaving the ring 30 wins, 4 losses, 4 draws, and 19 KOs. And, of course, in the main event, Manny Pacquiao coming back to say the legend has returned. I don't know, 59-6-2, 38 KOs. He's got to be older than God now, like 38 years old. Scores are 114, 113, 118, 109 twice. That means Pac won going away on two of the scorecards, but only won by 1 point on the third scorecard. That's a little bit unusual. Anyway, the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao winner, Jesse Vargas, who he said he was going to knock Pacquiao dead when he came in. He's 27-0 with two knockouts. The guy hasn't knocked out anybody since Clinton was president. Not Hillary, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Jesse Vargas, I don't think there was ever much of a knockout threat from Vargas, even though that's what he said. Manny Pacquiao actually came closer to knocking Jesse Vargas out tonight.
Okay, we're talking boxing, of course. This is your WBO Boxing Report. You can always follow the World Boxing Organization online at WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. Go to Facebook and say, hey, I want to join the WBO team. And, of course, they are the number one sanctioning body in all of boxing. You want to talk clarity? That's right. We're talking the WBO. So Pacquiao's back. Does that make him a viable contender for a welterweight championship outside of the WBO? Because let's be honest, we're talking Keith Thurman or Kell Brook or somebody like that. They'd probably be favored over a Manny Pacquiao at this stage.
I would say so. I mean, I think Manny Pacquiao would have a good chance of beating either of those guys, especially we don't know what type of damage Kell Brook sustained from the Golovkin fight. Errol Spence is another guy who's nearing a title shot, and I think that would be an interesting fight, although I would personally favor Errol Spence over Pacquiao.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao has a 147-pound belt now. Donaire is out of the picture, of course, but Donaire has been out of the picture for a long time. You know where Donaire made his move? He tried to buck Bob Arum about 5 or 6 years ago, and he was hot, and he got to try to get his wife in to be his manager, and she was calling the shots. And you know, Arum and those guys aren't going to let the old lady call the shots, man. They're not going to do that, you know. So they broke him down, they made him crawl, and he came back.
Yeah, that's essentially what happened. And he was on his way to being a pretty decent star. You know, I don't think he ever would have reached Pacquiao level, but he was starting to become a bit of a star.
Okay, speaking of superstars, you mentioned earlier Gennady Golovkin, 36-0, now 33 KOs, coming off that win, that early mid-round knockout, of course, of Kell Brook, the reigning world welterweight champion, one of the welterweight title holders. Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. Canelo told me in Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago, or 15 days ago, 16 days ago, that he was going to fight Golovkin in 2017, probably in September 2017 at the latest. And guess what? He looks so damn big compared to Golovkin. I've been next to both these guys. It's like one's a light heavyweight, Zach, and the other one's like a light middleweight.
Yeah, definitely. I've thought that Canelo was bigger for a while. And on Fight Night, a lot of times, he is outweighing Golovkin by like 10 pounds.
Okay. Speaking of world heavyweight champions, of course, Tyson Fury is still the world heavyweight champion in the minds of some. But, you know, he's going to be stripped eventually, I guess, if he can't defend that title. Of course, now he has a cocaine defense. Have you ever heard a guy offer a cocaine defense before?
No, I haven't heard that. That's a new one. I know he's been stripped of the titles, which I don't know if that's normal circumstances for that. But I mean, regardless, we're going to see Klitschko fighting for the titles again.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao winner tonight. Of course, Golovkin and Canelo. Is that the big super fight? Is that the fight everybody wants to see?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest fight right now is Golovkin-Canelo. And a lot of people, you know, they look at, oh, well, Golovkin only sold like 100,000 on his pay-per-view, and Canelo's selling like 500,000. But if they combine together, I know they do over 1 million buys just because the sum of the parts would be greater, I think.
Okay, no doubt about that. We're talking about boxing right here, of course. And Gennady Golovkin, the world middleweight champion. Speaking of middleweight champions, we're going to go in depth with the world middleweight champion hour number two. We'll bring in Marvin Hagler. Listen to Marvin talk about Tommy Hearns to an extent in his career. But the war, April 1985, it was tax day. But guess what? Tommy Hearns wrote a check he couldn't cash.
Yeah, he got taxed that day.
You know what I said? You know what, when it was we were at the weigh-in, and I said to myself, you know, he looked like he had fell out of at the weigh-in. At the post-fight press conference in the Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion, I was sitting there, and Emmanuel Stewart came out. And Tommy, I think, couldn't make it, and he was hurt, man. He wasn't a hit man; he was a hurt man. He looked like after it was all said and done, he was laying there on the canvas. I was looking at him. He looked like he had fallen out of an airplane and survived, and couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that was you know, even though it was only three rounds, they both took a lot of damage in that fight.
Okay, we'll talk about great fights, of course. That's in hour number two. We're also going to talk about Roy Jones Jr. in hour number two, of course, one of the greatest athletes of all time, without a doubt. When Roy Jones was on, when he was hot, man, nobody could touch him.
Yeah, he was, and he made a lot of songs about that, you know, not being touched. And they're kind of ironic now, but at the time, I mean, he was the pound-for-pound number one.
Okay. The world of the UFC, of course, talking mixed martial arts in this segment as well. And of course, the UFC heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic, he's waiting on the winner. Of course, that's going to go down in December of Fabrice Verdum and Cain Velasquez. You and I like Velasquez there, don't we?
Yeah, Velasquez, I mean, he trains harder than anybody, and when he's at his peak, he's really difficult to beat. So if it's C-level Cain, I mean, that's A-level.
Exactly. C-level Cain is A-level, folks, because when he went to Mexico, he disrespected Mother Nature and went into a 10,000 feet altitude, and, of course, without training in the altitude very much. And, of course, he went in there having to lose about 45 or 50 pounds. How much weight do you think he lost for that fight? I mean, he was fat as a pig.
Oh, easily. You and I were speculating that he was around 300 in a picture a couple weeks before the fight. So I think he lost a lot of weight. Okay. And, you know, speaking of that, I really think that had to be embarrassing for a guy to go to Mexico and to lose like that.
Well, you know, but he wasn't the Mexican fan. Here was a Mexican-American fighter allegedly going home to where his people were from, of course, but Verdum was a crowd favorite because he had went down there and he had like mixed with the Mexicans for like 2 months.
Yeah, and that was a big mistake on Cain's part, and I'm sure that he wants to undo that mistake.
Okay, speaking of mistakes, Conor McGregor, is he making a mistake taking on Eddie Alvarez at 155? Is that too much for him?
I don't think it's too much. I mean, we won't know until after the fight, but on paper, I just think that the striking of McGregor will be too much for Alvarez. Even though Alvarez is a good striker, I just think McGregor has that power that was able to even hurt someone like Nate Diaz, who's hard to hurt.
Chris Weidman, Yoel Romero, of course, battling for the, I guess, for a shot to fight for the middleweight title, Weidman being the ex-champion, the natural, of course. I think he's lost a couple steps. What do you think?
Yeah, he hasn't looked good in the last couple fights that he's been in. And a lot of people thought he was going to have this run like Anderson Silva, but just because you beat Anderson Silva doesn't mean you're going to have that type of run. That run was kind of unparalleled other than maybe George St. Pierre.
Well, it's like Shane Mosley beating Oscar De La Hoya. Beating a man doesn't make you the man.
No, I mean, he didn't ever quite rise to that level of pay-per-view stardom that Anderson Silva did.
Okay. Frankie Edgar and Jeremy Stephens now. Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion, dropping down to 145, coming off that loss to Jose Aldo. Aldo took him to school and flunked him out.
Yeah, Aldo, that was the best Aldo I've seen in a while. And that Aldo is somebody who actually probably could pose some problems for McGregor if McGregor does cut down that low again. I think he'll probably be comfortable at 155 now.
Do you think that Conor McGregor respects Eddie Alvarez? I mean, he sounds like he does. He calls him a bum with a belt and things like that. But does he respect him deep down inside, or is it all show, or does he really feel that way about people, do you think?
I would draw the parallel to Floyd Mayweather. You know, they both talk a lot of trash, but at the end of the day, I think that they respect their opponents more than most fighters, and that's what makes them successful, because no matter what they say, they evaluate every aspect of their opponent's games, and they try to come up with a game plan that's going to offset all that.
Of course, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts as I speak. Of course, 2 weeks removed from the WBO convention in Puerto Rico. I got to tell you, Zach, it was a wonderful time. The people are wonderful over there. The food was good. The drinks were expensive, but I don't drink much, so it didn't bother me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Puerto Rico, what's not to love about Puerto Rico? And, of course, it was the WBO who you have said is the champion of integrity.
No doubt about that. Of course, this has been your WBO boxing segment, your combat sports segment brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow WBO on the web at WBOboxing.com or check them out on Facebook. Join their Facebook family. Bottom line is, this is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man. You're tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.